The whole world and all its treasures and the sea, air, and earth were here when you were born. Begin to think of the untold and undiscovered riches all around you, waiting for the intelligence of man to bring them forth. Look at wealth as the air you breathe. Get that attitude of mind. As Emerson said to the woman, you know, who wanted to prosper, he took her down to the ocean. He said, take a look. She said, oh, there's plenty of water, isn't there? He said, look at wealth that way, and you'll always have it. Yes, realize it's like the tide, forever flowing out, forever flowing back. A sales manager said to me that an associate of his sold a $1 million idea for expansion to the organization. You can have an idea worth a fortune, too. Wealth is a thought image in your mind. Wealth is an idea in your mind. Wealth is a mental attitude. He also told me that there were more millionaires now in the United States than at any time in the history of the country. You can have an idea worth a fortune, yes, you can. Moreover, you are here to release the imprisoned splendor within you and surround yourself with luxury, beauty, and the riches of life. Learn that it is necessary to have the right attitude towards money, wealth, food, raiment, clothing, all these things. When you really make friends with wealth, you will always have a surplus of it. It is normal and natural for you to desire a fuller, richer, happier, and more wonderful life. Look upon money as God's idea of maintaining the economic health of the nation, of the nations of the world. When money is circulating freely in your life, you're economically healthy. In the same manner as when your blood is circulating freely, you are free from congestion. Begin now to see money in its true significance and role in life as a symbol of exchange. That's all it is. It has taken many forms down through the ages. Money to you should mean freedom from want. It should mean beauty, luxury, abundance, sense of security and refinement. You're entitled to it. Being poor is a disease. It is a mental attitude. A young woman, a very good writer, who had had several articles accepted for publication, said to me one time, I don't write for money. I said to her, what's wrong with money? It's true you don't write for money, but the labor is worthy of its hire. What you write inspires, lifts up, and encourages others. When you adopt the right attitude, financial compensation will...